We will begin on Daf Kuftalad Amr Aleph at the Mishnah towards the top of Zamed. Teaches us the Mishnah, Amos Nadvin, Loig, you can't donate wine with just one leg of wine, or Shnayim, or just two legs of wine. And similarly, you can't donate Chamisha, you can't donate five leg of wine. Because in all of these situations, these are not the amount of wine that you that we ever have, that's the amount of wine that's brought with any carbon. And therefore, Avam is not Mishloisha. We can donate three logim of wine, because that's the amount of wine that's brought along when we bring a keves. With Arba, we could donate four log of wine, because that's the amount of wine that's brought when somebody brings an ayil as a carbon. Shisha, we could donate six loigim, because that's the amount that's brought when we're bringing a par. Mishisha lamala, and when we have six loig going up, so the halach is, if somebody, for example, is going to donate seven loigim, three is the amount that's used for keves, four is the amount that's used for an ayil. And similarly, if somebody donates eight, it's going to be the amount that's donated for two ayilim. Nine is the amount that's used for a par and a keves. 10 is the amount that's used for a par and an ayil. 11 is for two ayilim and keves. So from here on in, says the Gemara, as much as you will donate, there's always a place to apply it. And since there's always a place to apply it, that's why it's acceptable. So ask the Gemara Bailahu, they ask the following question. If somebody says he's giving a certain amount of loigim for nesachim, the question is, yesh kfal nesachim, is this considered one donation and only can be brought in one time, or ain't kfal nesachim? And what we could do is bring the amount that's usable based on what we just discussed in our Mishnah, and the remainder will not be brought. It says the Gemara, Hechidami. Says the Gemara, exactly what is the case? Says the Gemara, Kigoin, the Isa Chamisha, somebody donated five loigim. I amrit ein kval in the sochim. If we'll say that we don't have to bring it all together, so the halach is, Mashach o makrav abam nayu. What you'll do is you'll take out four loigim out of the five that are chazi la'ayil, which will have the amount that could be brought with an ayil. V'idach, and the fifth loig have a nedava, will be considered a nedava. Even though our Mishnah said, don't donate five lugim, it says the Taras HaKadosh, that's only lechatchila. But if you already designated five, so the halach will be four will be usable, as we're now discussing, and the fifth one that's not usable will be brought. The fifth one that's not usable will be brought from as an adava. I will discuss this in Mitzvah later in the shir. It'll be separated away and be used. It will be separated away and be used for nedava, for when they need donation money. However, if, however, we say that there's a firm amount and you have to bring the whole amount, so then the halach will be, for example, you just donated for only five loigim, the halach is add the malalahu, you'll have to get six, because as we just said, when you have six, that's the amount that's an usable amount. What is the halacha? The Mefarshim point out, so Hasema says this, that if we say yesh kva l'nesachim, then the halacha will be that if you donated six, you have to bring them all together. That, and I was saying, there's another nafgamina. If it will be yesh kva l'nesachim, and I said six loigim, I'm going to have to bring all six loigim together. However, if we hold ein kva, then the halacha will be that I could bring each three separately. The Chavetz Chaim in the Sefer Lekutei Halachos says that the same way that the Gemara is speaking about a case that we've been discussing where somebody donated five ligim, and we now need to determine how to treat those five ligim. The same thing says the Chavetz Chaim would be if you donated one leg, a toy leg. And again, the question would be how to deal with that. There are those, I think, the Sfasemis, that disagree with Chavetz Chaim and the Lukutei Halachas, and they say the Gemara never meant to ask the question by one leg. Amar Abaye, so in answer to this question, says Abaye Toshma, we can learn from a Mishnah and Masechet Shkolim. The Mishnah Masechet Shkolim says there were 13 shofars, there were 13 pushkas in the Beis HaMikdash. Shishal and Adava, we said six of them were used to buy Nidvas Tzibur. And we said, and the Gemara over there, and we're going to learn this in Amasakta still as well, connected me. What does the number 36 correspond? Says the Gemara, connected Moisachatis. Moisachatis is somebody designated, somebody was obligated to bring a Karman Chatos. He designated money for that purpose. And then the amount of money he designated for that purpose ended up being more than he needed for the Karman Chatos. The animal was less expensive than he needed. So he now has leftover money, and he puts into that shofar that money. Then there's another one, which was Mois Rashamis. There's somebody, same situation. He was obligated to bring a carbon asham, designated money for the carbon asham, and then had leftover money. A next one was used for Moisa Asham Mitzayra. Part of the process where a Mitzayra becomes Tahor is that he has to bring a Kevis L'Asham. And again, here too, the money was designated. The reason we can't put the carbon asham money together with the other mosh asham money that we just mentioned, so Rashi explains, because the money of Asham Gzelus and Asham Me'ilus come because a person needs a kapari, did an aveira. Asham Nazar, Asham Mitzayra come, as we've learned previously in our shiurim, for a person that wants to become tahor. So it's a different type of a purpose, so therefore you can't use the same money. The next pushka was from Moshe Kinnam. Somebody had to bring a carbon, a pair of birds, and he has leftover money. The next is the sixth pushka is Lamenchas Moshe Michas Chayta. If somebody has to bring a mincha for carbon oil of Yared, and he has again leftover money, that money is used. And all these pushkas that we just identified, this money that was put into those pushkas was used for oilus kaitzim mizbeach, that they had left over, that they never wanted that the mizbeach should not be occupied. And if there was nobody bringing a carbon, they used it for oilus kaitzim mizbeach, they brought carbon oilus. But says the Gemara, if we're learning now, that for example, if somebody donated five loigim, and we said that we only could account for four, and therefore, since we could only account for four, that locha tells us use the fifth for Moshe Nedova, like we're learning now. So ask the Gemara, why don't we have a pushka for that purpose? Answers the Gemara, Hanachlan Nidvat Sibi Isley. The reason that such a pushka wasn't established is Hanachlan Nidvat Sibi Isley. The various examples that we just learned are used for Nidvat Sibi. We learned it's used foilus kates hamizbeach. Ahani, when we speak about the nesachim, so there are many situations, there are many opportunities for michas nesachim to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. And since there are many opportunities for the michas nesachim to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, efshid mitzarfi demar or demar b'hadi hadadi v'krevi. If there's a remaining log of oil. Somebody else might have brought a carbon, and he doesn't have enough wine for his carbon. And since he doesn't have enough wine for his carbon, he'll take this extra log, which is here, and combine it with what he's obligated to bring. So therefore, the Gemara has not yet answered that question. Amar Rav Toshma, the Pasuk says, regarding when the Torah speaks about Mesachim, Kala Ezrach Yasakacha, as Eil Lahakrav Isha Reich Nechaich L'Shem. Says the Gemara, from here we learn, Melamed Shemisnadon Mesachim, that the halacha is that one could donate Mesachim even without bringing a carbon. The Kama, how much is donated if you just bring in the sochem? Shloish lugim, three lugim. Continues the price of nine shmarotzel ha'yosef. If somebody wants to give more than that, yosef he may. Tamaloymer chatzia hin yelapar. So we could give more than three lugim. Yochel yifchais. You would think that you could give less. Tamaloymer, the pasuk says, akol ezroch yasa kocha es eila. Three is the minimum. So says the Gemara, my Yosef, what did the Braisa mean when it says you could give more? Ilema arba v'shisha, four or six. Maishna shlosh, what mates? So ask them, I don't need a pasuk to teach me that you give four or six. Obviously you may. Because maishna shlosh, what makes three special? The chosla kevis. They could be used when you bring a kevis as an animal, as a carbon. Arba v'shisha, so of course those number are acceptable donations. What suggests the Gemara must the Braisa be referring to? Elav chamisha. When you donated five, we see from here that even though as we began the Gemara, five is so to speak a problematic number, that the amount that you could donate doesn't have to be entirely usable, shema mino. Amar of Ashi, to which Rav Ashi asks, we didn't learn like that way, because our Mishnah said, I'm misnadvin loik shnayim v'chamishiktani. But if you're learning now, ask the Gemara, that five is acceptable, use what you can, and leave the rest over for donation, so that halacha is, shouldn't it be the chamisha dumi de shnayim, that five should have the same halacha as two? And just like the Mishnah said, as we said, if you just donated two loigim, what you did is meaningless because two is not a number. So two, af chamisha, should not be an acceptable donation. It's not a number that can be used. To which the Gemara answers, midi area. The raya is not a raya. Hakad isa, v'kad isa. The difference between two and five is as follows. Because when you donated one or two are not numbers that are option. You only can donate one or two are not options. You could because there's never a carbon that only has one or two. And besides that, there's never a carbon that has only one or two. There's nothing to combine, to use, and then leave over. Whereas, when we speak about five, as the Gemara began, five has some meaning. Because five, you could take four, or you could take even three, but here we could even use four. We could use four, use that four with a purpose, and then we'll have leftover one. But we did use some of what you donated. Whereas when you donated only one or two, what you donated will not be usable at all, and therefore the two situations that we just discussed cannot be compared. Says the Gemara, Amar by Imtim Tzoloimer, if we will indeed paskin that ain't kval in the sochim, that you don't have to use everything you brought, ha ain't kval in the sochim, and we could use whatever we have left over, so then the halacha is, Imtim Tzoloimer ain't kval in the sochim, ain't kval in the sochim. And therefore, any number above two loigim, even based on what we just learned in the Gemara, will be considered an acceptable donation. However, if we're going to say that you whatever you donated, you're going to have to use, until a donation of 10, the Mishnah described how they could be used. But what will be if somebody donated 11 lug? That I have a question, says Abaya, what is the halacha? Do we say, Gavra l'shnei parim k'machavin, the person had a mind to bring the nesachim of two parim? The amount that's used per par is 6. 6 plus 6 equal 12. But he only donated 11. And therefore, Adam Malahu Loi Karvi. We're going to have him bring one more loy. Adilma will say that the way we could distribute the 11 is Shnei Elim, the Kever Secha Kamachavin. We could say that he could use 2 8 for the 2 Elim and 3 for a Kevis. And the Gemara's question here is, so we will successfully use up all 11. But the way we're using up 11 is not by dedicating them to all the same type of animal. And therefore, the Gemara's question is, Trei Mechad Mina, V'chad Mechad Mina, 2 will be Elim, and 1 will be Kevis. Is that considered a legitimate combination, Eloi, or not? My, what is the halacha? And the Gemara remains with a teku. Says the Mishnah Mesnat V'yayin, somebody could donate wine by itself without flour and oil. And what you do is, you pour that wine down the sheitan. On the Mizbeach, there were 2 drains, so to speak. One was on the southwest corner, and one was on the southwest corner, and one was, they were actually both on the southwest corner. The one that was closer to the west was used, that they did Nisach HaMayim on Sukkos. We know that in Sukkos there's a special halacha to pour down water. They had a bowl that had a drain in it that was on top of the drain that was on the Mizbeach, and the water was poured into that bowl that went down the drain. The one that was closer to the east side was used for Nisach HaYayin. Now, Nisach HaYayin is something that's done, is done all the time, because as we've been learning, whenever you bring Mechas Nesachim, you bring along wine. The Rashi goes on to explain that, as our Mishnah just taught us, somebody could donate wine by itself. And Rashi teaches us, whatever was done when we do Michas Nesachim, is done here as well. However, famous Nadvin Shemin, you can't donate oil by itself. Oil without flour, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Tafen Oimer, Misnadvin Shemin, you could give oil, you could donate oil by itself. And the halacha is the Kaimtsoi, we take off Kaimitz, and that's poured down that's burnt on the Mizbeach, and the rest of the Shemin is eaten by the Kohanim. Very big discussion amongst the Rishonim. How do we do Kaimitz on oil? One opinion is that we let the oil harden, and once we let the oil harden, then we take off Kamitza. However, another opinion is that they had a keli, they had a vessel that held the amount of 2 reviyasin, and that was the amount, 1 reviyas, 2 reviyas, I saw different opinions, and that was the amount that was put on the Mizbeach for burning. Particularly, I saw that Rishonim say that oil, particularly according to the opinion that the way the kamitza on the oil was done is by letting it harden. Apparently, it's easy to harden oil than to harden wine. That's why there was a kamitza done by oil, not by wine. The wine, of course, that we learned a moment ago is poured on the Mizbeach. By the oil, that's where we learn that some of the oil we have kamitza and the rest of the oil is distributed to the Kohanim. By wine, all of it is poured on the Mizbeach. Omer of Tarfin, Mamtzin b'yayin shabao choy v'bon adova. Says of Tarfin, just like we see the wine is something that we have to bring. When you bring a carbon, you have to bring Minchas Nesachim that has in it wine. And as we just said, you could donate wine. Says of Tarfin, the same thing is by Shemen. Shabao choy v'bon adova. And the halacha, therefore, says of Tarfin the Rekiva, is that I don't understand why you hold that we can't donate oil independently. To which a Rekiva responds, Amalei Rekiva loy, im amarta b'yayin, if we're speaking about wine, she came karav im chavasa b'fnei atzmai, even when we bring a meches lasachim, the wine is not brought together with the flour and the oil. The wine is brought separately. And therefore, it could be brought totally separately. Taimim b'shemen, whereas when you speak about the oil, shekar ain't a karve imchavas v'fnei atzmai. It's never brought independently. And therefore, you can't learn from wine to oil and from oil to wine. Says the Mishnah, ein shnayim misnadim misarin echad. Two people cannot donate a sarin together. Av misnadim oil v'shlamim. People can donate a karve oil and shlamim b'shutfis, but filu pray the achas. Yes, when the Torah speaks about a carbon from a bird, so the Torah typically says you have to bring two birds. But that's a carbon that the Torah mandated. But when we have a carbon that somebody's donating on his own, says the Mishnah, that if one should so choose, he could bring one bird by itself. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Medivre Shneim, Nomad, from both the opinion of Rav Tafir and Rav Kiva that we've learned in the Mishnah, we can learn that Mishnah of Adam Miches Nasachim, that a person could donate independently if a Miches Nasachim b'chol yoim on every day. Because as we saw in the Mishnah, explains Rashi, a machlekes, can you donate oil alone or not? But there was no discussion to donate a Miches Nasachim that is certainly acceptable. Ask the Gemara Peshitta, why would we think differently? Answers the Gemara Madatayma, Miches Adav Golabai Rachmana, Hanim Chamisha Menachas. The Torah spoke about these five types of Menachas that are mentioned in the Pasuk. The Torah speaks about Miches Soilus, Miches Machvas, Miches Macheshes, Miches Mafa Tanner, and therefore a Miches Revuka. So the Torah speaks about these five types, these are the Karban Minchas that one has a right to donate. Tfeiloi, any other Karban Mincha may not be donated. Kamash Malon teaches us Hanimil Bistama. If somebody says, I'm donating a Karban Mincha, as we're going to be learning with Hashem soon in the next perek, then we could have a discussion, what does that mean? I will hech the parish. If the person was very clear that he's giving, that he wants to donate a Miches Nasachim, parish, it's an acceptable donation. We learned in the Mishnah, ein shnayim misnadvin, two people cannot donate a isorin together. So the Sfasema says, what is the Mishnah speaking about? The Mishnah is speaking about a case where two people combine to bring one isorin. And the Mishnah is saying that if you have two people combining to bring one isorin, it'll turn out that each one is bringing a half in the sarin. And therefore, that's too little, because the minimum is an isarin. But says the Sfasemis, what would be if two people donate two isroinus together, so we could attribute an isarin to each individual? That would be acceptable. The Taras HaKadosh disagrees. And he says that the Mishnah says that you can't donate a mincha be b'shutfis, it doesn't make a difference. And now the Gemara wants to know, my tama, what's the reason? Because when the Torah introduces in Parshas VeYikra the subject of karban mincha, the pasuk says v'nefesh ki sakar of karban mincha. So since the Torah says v'nefesh, it means a loshen yachid. So if that's the case, oila nami haksiv, when the Torah introduces there the Parshas oila, the Torah says them oil kabanai minabaka socha tami yakrivenu a pesach oymai yakriv oisai. So the halacha ought to be here too, that it only can be brought by individual. Ela oil my tama. What's the reason an oil could be brought b'shutvis? The ksiv, the pasuk says elo tasla Hashem b'mayedechem levad medrechem v'nesechem lelesechem. If that's the case, ask the Gemara milcha nami haksiv. The Pasuk also uses the word Mincha Yisechem. So shouldn't that be an indication that we could bring a Mincha B'shutfis? Ela, B'shem D'Ksibay, the Pasuk says by Mincha, V'nefesh. And the word V'nefesh, Kisakra, Kabe Mincha, indicates it has to be only bought by one individual. And says the Gemara Tanya Namehochi, so did we learn in a Braisa, Rebbe Oimer Ash Yakriv Kabonoi, L'chon Nedreim, L'chon Nedvoisom, Ash Yakriv El Hashem, Hakelboim B'shitfis, all Kabonis can be brought in partnership, Le'silak HaKosv El Mincha, the only carbon that is set aside that can't be brought to partnership is only a mincha, shenem banefesh, because the Torah says the mincha. Even though with learning that a carbon mincha cannot be brought by shutfis, a mincha can be brought by tzibur. And the Sefer Shemesh Shmuel explains that there's a very fundamental difference between a tzibur and shutfis. And he says that the definition of a tzibur, of Klal Yisrael, is not a combination of many individuals. A combination of many individuals is indeed a shutfis, because there's no difference if it's two people or many people. Rather, he explains, Knesset Yisrael is a new entity. And that entity, the Torah does allow to bring a carbon mincha tzibur. In the Haftarah that we read on Shabbos Chazoin, the Pasuk says, Shimu Dvar Hashem, Ketzinu Stoim, and the Pasuk says, Lo Sisifa Hevi, Heviu Mincha Shav. And the Meshech Chacha says that when we think about Stoim, we think about a culture or a country that brings, that doesn't follow the rule properly, or better said, they institute rules that are against what the Torah wants. So, says the Pasuk, when we speak about Stoim, it's similar to Leisasif Avi Mincha Shav, because a mincha that we just learned that's brought by partners is not acceptable mincha. Similarly, the rules that were instituted by Stoim are not acceptable rules. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yitzchak ben Meir Man Nishtanis Mincha. Why indeed, asked the Gemara, is the mincha treated differently than everything else? Shnei Mabar Nefesh, where the Torah says the word nefesh, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Midak Lavi Mincha. Who is the one that typically donates a carbon mincha? Ani, a poor person, because he doesn't have the ability to bring, to afford an animal. But says the Torah to him, Mal Ani Alav, I look at this individual, Kilo Hikrav Nafshi Lefonai, as if he gave his life, as if his life to me. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at the Kavona. Amar Yitzchak ben Meir Man Nishtanis Mincha, Shnema Chamishi Min HaTigun Halalu, as we mentioned, the five different types of Karban Mincha, says the Gemara, Moshe Melech Basudam, Shasu Lo Yehav Esuda, so a king is coming to eat by his friend, V'yedei Beishuani, and this friend is poor, Amali, and the king tells his friend, Aseli Min Chamishi Min HaTigun, make this variety, non-expensive variety, Kadesh Enem Mincha, and I will enjoy what I enjoy. The reason they're called tigun, because as we've been learning, the mincha is fried in oil. So Chassam Sofer says, the Chassam Sofer asks, in the name of the flaw, yes, we understand the mincha, the ani situation, that they could only afford something minimal, but why does he preferably bring a carbon mincha, an oif? He could bring an oilless oif, which also is not expensive. So Chassam Sofer answers that bringing a mincha, the ani is thinking. And what is the ani thinking? That if I bring a carbon mincha, so yes, the kaimitz, as we often discuss, will be burnt on the mizbeach, but the rest of the carbon mincha will be eaten by the kohanim. Whereas, if I bring a carbon oilus oif, it'll be completely burnt on the mizbeach. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person who thinks about somebody else, if a person brings about somebody else, that is the person that I most appreciate. Says the Alter from Slobodkin, the Sefer Chochmas Hamatzpun. He says, the poor person comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and you have all these wealthy people, and they're bringing kabonis, and he stands there, and he barely has a carbon mincha, and he becomes very broken that this is his situation. Says says the Alta, that what our Gemara is teaching us is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not paying attention to what you bring. A person who brings, even though brings what he can bring, and he brings it with his heart, Hareza Kamakrav Nafshoi. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes more into consideration than anything else. But then I saw, so if everything that counts, or what primarily counts, is what you're thinking about, what's in your heart, so then how will a wealthy person who brings a big carbon have able to achieve that? And the Torah says that the way the wealthy person achieves it is indeed he's bringing a big animal. But when he brings the big animal, what does he think about? He thinks about that what's happening to this animal ought to have happened to me. You can't think about that when you're bringing a carbon mincha, but you can't think that way when you bring an animal. So even though he's bringing a nice big animal, which is costly, he could still have the proper avoider. So I saw that the Pasuk says, I saw from the Chedush Arim, that the Pasuk says that when Yaakov Avinu sent the gift to Esav, he said, Mincha hi shlucha ladoini l'Esav. He says, why did he call his gift a mincha? Says the Chedush Arim, our Gemara is teaching us that what makes a carbon mincha, what makes a carbon mincha special is that it's the Oni. And then when the Oni brings the carbon mincha, he's bringing his nefesh, he's bringing his whole soul. And therefore, if that's the case, then the halacha is that he should give, that's the gift that represents true giving. And that's what Yaakov Avinu wanted to show Esav, that what I'm giving you is something that's sincere. Hanulach ha-menachas v'nasachim, hanulach ha-menachas v'nasachim, hanulach ha-menachas v'nasachim. Teaches us the Mishnah, if somebody says, rei elai sorin, if somebody says, I'm giving an isorin, a flower for mincha, yavi echad, he should bring one isorin. If he said, harei elai esroinois, I took upon himself to the word esroinus. So he used a lashon rabbim. And the Gemara teaches now that whenever you use a lashon rabbim, the minimum means yavi shnayim. That it means minimum two. If, however, he says parashti, when I made the donation, I did articulate how many esroinim I'm going to bring. However, veni yedei ma parashti, I forgot what I said. What is the halacha? Yavi shishi misorim. So now you should bring shishi misorim. So I saw a very interesting shaila that the Sefer Chashukin Chema discusses. There was a person who was suffering difficulties and he was being taken to court and he could have been fined a very, very significant amount of money. The way he describes it, he could have been fined by the government $100,000. And he made a neder that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps and I will be exonerated, I'm going to give $20,000 to the stalker. He wasn't completely exonerated. The judge assessed a fine of $20,000. So now the question is, he made a neder that he's going to give $20,000 to the stalker if the fine is wiped out. It wasn't completely wiped out. So does he not have to give anything? Does he have to give proportionally according to what he donated? So he quotes the Shulchan Aruch in Yoridei Simon Reish Yud Chesef Aleph that says, Kol ha-noidor nishba, somebody makes a neder or a shvua, royin dvarim shebeglolim nishba neder. We look at the circumstances why he made that shvua or that neder. V'oima v'loim demehem, we try to understand leizah kavanah niskaven. What was his intention? V'holchan acha inyan, and that's what we have to study. V'loy acha machmish adibur. We don't just look at what he said. So here too, he says that it seems that this person meant to give only if he's exonerated. He wasn't completely exonerated. On the other hand, this person was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me, listen to my tefillah, and I will give tzedakah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly listened to his tefillah. And the halacha, so now the question is that to be taken into consideration? He quotes a tshuva, and the Shas of Tshuva is Yoshev Moshe, who says that somebody lost something, and it was then found by, and he made a nether that if he'll give a certain amount of money to tzedakah, if his, what he's found, lost is found. It was found, but it was found by a person, not to review all of Masech Bava Metzia here, it was found in a way, it was, let's say, cash that doesn't have simonim, and the person that found it says, I really don't have to give it back to you, according to the halacha, but I'm going to give you back half. So the question is, does he have to give back half or not? Or does he have to give half the amount that he promised at stock, or does he have to not have to give it? And the Yoshev Moshe first says that maybe not, because maybe his wording was that only if I find all of it do I have to give it. But then he says that he should give proportional to the amount that he's getting back. And therefore, the Chashuk Yechemet says in this case as well, if the person was not totally absolved, he's going to have to give 8, he's only going to have to give 20 out of the possible 80, he should give tzedakah proportionally. Continues the Mishnah, if somebody said, Arei Eloi Mincha, if somebody said, I'm going to bring a Mincha, as we said before, there are many different types of Karban Mincha, there's Soilus, Machvas, Macheshes, Mafatana Chalas, Mafatana Rikikin, and he didn't specify what he's going to bring. The Loch is Yavishay Zayutsu, he could bring whatever he wants. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and the Gemara is going to explain. He has to bring Michas Soilus, Shiyam Yuchadashim Menachas. When you didn't identify what you meant, we always assume you meant Michas Soilus. Somebody, however, said Harelai Mincha, or he said Harelai Min Mincha. The Loch is Yavi Achas, then he has to bring one of the five types of Karban Mincha that we just identified. If he said, Harelai Menachos, or Harelai Min Menachos, Yavishtayim, then he has to bring two of the five types that we just identified. If he said, Parashti, I verbalized what type of Mincha I'm bringing. However, Veni Yidei Eza Man Parashti, I don't remember what I said, then Yavichamishna, we just said, there are five options, so then the halach is you have to bring all five. Continues the Mishnah. Somebody says, Parashti Mincha Shel Esroinim. I said I'm going to bring a Mincha of many Esroinim in one Keli. However, for any day Kama, I don't remember how many Esroinim I obligated myself to. Parashti, Kama, any day Kama, Parashti, I don't recall how much did I accept. Yavishishim Esroinim. As we learned in our previous year, the maximum amount of a Karban Mincha in one Keli is 60 Asarin, so we assume that he brought 60 Asarin. Rabbi Omer, that won't be acceptable. Yavi Mincha Shel Esroinus, you have to bring Mincha, 60 Minchas of Esroinus, Echad V'at Shishim. That means you have to bring one Mincha with one Asarin, another Mincha with two Asarin, another Mincha with three Asarin, and so on further. And as we're going to learn in the Gemara, it's going to cost you altogether 1,830 Esroinus. But the Mefarshim point out that even though the Gemara tells us, that the Mishnah tells us, and the Gemara is going to expound on this, that you have to give such a huge, so many minchas that will cost you 1,830 sorin, that's only if you weren't shoyl on the nether. You didn't have the nether annulled. But if you have the nether annulled, then you will be completely off the hook. So now the question is, 1,830 sorin is a lot of sorin. So why didn't the Mishnah offer this option? So there's two approaches in the Mefarshim how to answer that question. Some Mefarshim suggest that it's not an option because this is in the category of Nidrei Hegdish, and the halach is that you're not allowed to be shoyl, you're not allowed to have Nidrei Hegdish annulled. If you're not allowed to have Nidrei Hegdish annulled, this is not an option to be shoyl. And that's why the Mishnah said that you have to bring 1,830 Yisarin. Others suggest that it is an option, but it's not an option l'chatchila, and since it's not an option l'chatchila, the Mishnah didn't offer it, but if one is enough of a Talmud Chacham and is learning and knows that it'll be acceptable, he could do so. As says the Gemara Peshitta, if somebody said, Harayel Yisarin, he only has to bring one Yisarin. Says, so what is the Mishnah teaching us? Answers the Gemara Yisroinus. The Mishnah has come to teach us when you said Yisroinus, that you bring two. Ask the Marhanam Pshita, isn't that obvious? Because Miet Yisroinus Shtayim, when we use the Lashon Rabbim, it means at least two. So Miet Yisroinus Shtayim Yisroinus, that even though he said a Lashon Rabbim, and we would maybe assume, especially this way I sort of Mefarshim explained the Gemara, that we're speaking here about Nidrei Hegdish, and whenever we speak about Nidrei Hegdish, the halacha is most generous, and therefore we would say he meant more than just two. Teaches us the Mishnah that no, whenever we have this type of situation, we assume that he meant only two. Continues the Mishnah, he said, Purashti, v'yenei deig ma purashti, yovim shishim yisorim. Says him, a man Tana, who is the Tana that taught us this halacha? A mechiski d'loik Rebbe. The Rebbe, Hamar, he said, Rebbe disagreed, says the Gemara, Yavi Minacha Shal Esroinis, Mi Echavet Shishim, as we just described. Rabbi Yochanan Mafilu Teme Rebbe. V'ayme Purashti, if somebody says, I identified that I'm going to bring a Mincha of Esroinis, Avloi Kvatim Bekli, I didn't put it into one Keli. Since I didn't identify that I'm going to all be in one Keli, there, the halacha will be you don't have to bring more than 60. The ma'aseh shittim yisroinus b'shittim mani. You bring 60 carbon milchas and 60 individual keli. The Rebbe only disagrees with the Rabbanon where a person said, I'm going to bring it in one keli. And therefore, since he has to bring in one keli, he has to always only bring the right amount. And since he always has to bring only the right amount, we're not sure what that right amount is. Is it 60 or is it 59, et cetera, et cetera.